بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to part 19 of your Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah. Today's is titled Single Mother, and it's dedicated and devoted to self-explanatory single mothers. Whether you are single because of the death of your spouse, whether you are single because of divorce, estrangement, abandonment, this is your Faith Positive Ramadan reminder. Often enough, we hear a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he mentions the proximity of him and the one who takes care of an orphan together in Jannah. Usually, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to put his two fingers together, his middle finger and his index finger, and he used to say, where will be that close in Jannah? And the reason the ulama write that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that person who takes care of an orphan will be that close is because a prophet's position is usually to send, is to go to a nation who's ignorant of their deen, and the Prophet then takes care of them and he nurtures them and he guides them and he teaches them. And an orphan is also a person who's ignorant of their deen and also of their dunya. They don't have their parents there to educate them, or they don't have a father there to educate them. So the person who takes care of that orphan and guides that orphan, teaches them, has taken a position similar to that of the Prophet, therefore they deserve a similar reward. But if we're looking specifically on the virtue that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attributes to a woman who upon the death of her husband devotes herself to raising her children, does not marry, Abu Dawood rahimahumullah narrated in his Sunan that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the gray-cheeked woman and I will be like this, indicating closeness with his index and middle fingers on the day of Qiyamah. The woman of high standing and beauty who loses her husband and devotes herself to raising her children until they reach adulthood or they die. Mulla Ali Qari rahimahullah explained that the losing of a husband can be through death or divorce, and as such this hadith covers all single mothers, not just widows. So let's go to that description of the grey-cheeked woman or the sallow-cheeked woman. What this basically meant was that this woman was so concerned about raising her children, and she got so busy looking after her children that she did not take time or did not make time to adorn herself. So her color changed because of her dedication and her devotion to her children. Now this is not that every single person who is a single mom should become a martyr and remain unadorned and be bound in stress knots, but it's merely something that is faith positive in that regard. If you're doing it yourself and you feel at many a times that you're under extreme pressure, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you, and may you look with comfort at the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be that close, meaning the closeness between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's index finger and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's middle finger. May Allah make it a reality. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Until next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
مقيد